From NPR News, this is Day to Day. For as long as there have been proms, school officials have been trying to control the partying that goes along with them. The latest attempt comes from a San Francisco high school. It's making prom-goers take breathalyzer tests before heading onto the dance floor. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
The night of the winter ball brought pouring rain, but that didn't dampen the turnout. A stream of teenagers decked out in satin, lace, and lots of bling. Their parents dropped them off at Albany High School, where noisy generators sent searchlights crisscrossing the sky. And if a downpour couldn't keep these kids away, neither would a breathalyzer test. Some complained the tests were stupid, unfair, a nuisance, or an invasion of privacy. But most, like junior Matteo Diorio and his friends, seemed resigned to their fates.
It doesn't really bother us. It's for the school to, like, check if there's any drunk people, so we're okay with it.
Others, like Annie Pinnell, also a junior, said drinking at dances had really started to get out of hand.
The ambulance had to come to the last one for some kids, and there was vomit all over the bathrooms, and I think the last one was especially bad.
Teachers no longer wanted to chaperone dances, and some students were actually afraid to attend. Hopefully, this time would be different. The dance was off-limit to reporters. Just beyond the doorway, a few teachers and counselors were administering the breathalyzer test. Some of them had misgivings. Parnas Furatan, an English teacher, sees testing as just a stopgap measure.
The problem is a lot deeper than what we're really acknowledging. And I think that breathalyzing is just the first step, but it's only a Band-Aid on a gushing artery.
As she pointed out, there's nothing to prevent kids from using non-detectable drugs or getting drunk after the dance. That may be, but Darren Kessler, whose freshman son Benjamin was inside, says a breathalyzer still seemed like a good idea.
We can at least use it as a deterrent and to make sure kids were feeling safe when they go to these things, and at the same time it wasn't too invasive.
The decision to start testing wasn't taken lightly. Even Principal Ron Rosenbaum isn't happy to resort to breathalyzers. But after the homecoming dance last fall, he knew something had to be done.
We actually had two students who passed out and one who was incredibly inebriated, and he had to be rushed to emergency hospital. His mother was told that evening that there was a possibility that he was going to pass away that night. And that was the breaking point.
There were many consultations with students, parents, and the school board before they adopted the new policy. No one tracks precisely how many other high schools are using alcohol tests. Guesstimates range from hundreds to thousands. But sales of breathalyzers to schools are definitely on the rise, more than tripling in some cases. And according to Tom Hutton, a lawyer with the National Association of School Boards, alcohol testing, which is considered a form of bodily search, is more accepted these days, both legally and as a policy matter.
On the legal front, civil libertarians recognize that the courts are willing to give school boards the benefit of the doubt if the program is designed carefully.
Prom season is just around the corner. With concerns about alcohol growing and the price of testing equipment coming down, a quick alcohol test could become just one more detail for prom-goers to remember from their big night. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.